Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Summer, the best time of year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
So, folks, we've heard y'all. We've listened. Look, starting on March 16th, we're actually going to go to two episodes of this podcast a week.
Twice.
And they will be on Tuesdays and Thursdays. If you're watching on YouTube, the only place you're going to be able to find the new Tuesday episode will be the brand new Duck Call Room YouTube channel. It's at youtube.com/duckcallroom, all one word, no spaces, none of that. So, the Tuesday episodes will only be there, not the Duck Commander channel. While we're building that one up, we're still going to put the Thursday episodes over to the Duck Commander channel. But jump over there, subscribe to the new Duck Call Room one, and we're going to give you a part of a giveaway. So the new subscribers, the Duck Call Room channel on YouTube, we're going to do a giveaway. Appreciate y'all listening to this point. Now let's get into this week's episode.
New YouTube? I got a new haircut.
So I got a new shirt.
And a new watch.
Weird day.
Without further ado, I'm just going to kick it off and say, man, what a week we just experienced here in North Louisiana.
No. I'm thinking, is the rest of the world finally thawed out?
We are, thank God. I'll say
Texas,
that.
Yeah. That was bad business over there, boys.
We finally beat Texas at something other than football. We kept our power. But the only reason we kept power is because we got ripped a new one from two hurricanes. If we hadn't have done that and lost every tree over every power line, we'd probably been out of power too.
I would just say 2020 was not good. All right? And 2021...
He ain't started much better.
It ain't looking much better, boys.
He's slow out to shoot, ain't he?
Good. So all you folks out there, are you all good? I hope you are, and I hope it's warm.
How was the snowstorm at your house?
Hey, look, I was like a bear.
Was you?
I was like a big grizzly bear. I went into hibernation.
Well, that you do that during June, so that don't surprise me.
When it drops below 60, I got to break out a coat. That's what happens when you come from Vietnam with 115 every day to Massachusetts, Boston, Massachusetts, up at Fort Devens, where they have snow about 10 months out of the year.
No, I can't do that. I found out after 5 days I'm not equipped to live places where you can't walk outside.
Oh, no. That's why I'm called a fair weather hunter.
Guaranteed.
Because when the ice shows up, guess what? The old boy here is gone.
The kid is gone.
He's still at the house under a blanket sleeping.
I guarantee you.
Our power went out for a little while.
Did you? Oh, yeah. You were the night I lost power because we live right there by each other.
So about
an hour.
Wait a minute. You the one that called me and told me if the power goes out, come to my house.
That's right. Come to my house. And then my power went out.
It's a good thing my power just blinked every once in a while. It never did go off.
You just had a few flickers?
Yeah. Oh, I had a few flickers. And every time it did, it just...
Hang on. Here's what I learned about that power going out when it's that cold outside. It was only off for, an hour?
About an hour.
Hour and 10 minutes, something like that. It got cold up in that house quick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about cold.
Yeah,
son.
That's why when I get to seeing these commercials on, what is it, Generex?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You may ought to look into one.
Yeah, I was thinking about.
You could probably
what
power
is
your...
the, give me an estimate here, son. How much is this going to set me back?
What are
I did get
about?
You an estimate, remember?
The whole home generator.
That ain't why I ain't got one?
Yeah, that's why you ain't got one.
Okay. All right, that's what I knew it had to be something with money.
So I drove by to check on Si, me and my wife, and I mean, there's nobody driving down the roads on Si's road. the mayor of Philpot. I mean, that's what they call Si.
No, they say I'm the mayor of Balkanville.
Balkanville. Yeah. Not the big, that's just past Balkanville.
They made my territory a bigger boy.
Expanded his territory. Oh. So I knock on the door, and finally Miss Christine comes to the door, and she says, come on in, you know. And we sit and visit. How's everything going? We're fine. We're good.
What time of day is this?
This is like 1 o'clock.
Okay. He was at your house. You don't know?
Hey. Oh, no, he don't know. No. He looked. Hey. I
12 on is noon time. That's nap time, son.
It sounded like a bear in the back room. I said, what's going on? She said, oh, that's a sigh sleeping.
It's the bear hibernating, son.
So you legitimately just slept through the week.
Hey, I didn't mind the cold a bit because I never did leave the house.
He didn't even go outside.
One time I done like Sweet Pea. I went to the window to look and I said, oh, ain't them pretty icicles. And guess where I went back to? The bed.
So you didn't chase Christine around the house with snowballs or nothing like that? Y'all didn't have no snowball fights?
Look, I've done told y'all, if you see me running after anything, get your gun and shoot what's chasing me.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe it may be another young woman. Who knows?
Oh
my goodness.
Yeah.
They're still after me.
Oh, guaranteed. They ain't after you, son. After that bank account. Oh, just
Martin, I got a question. Huh? What is Si wearing?
Oh, this is
a t-shirt. I must have missed out on that.
Are we confused about the insulated underwear, the shirt, or the hat? Which one are we?
For those listening.
Snow White's in front of me here. Tell me, yeah.
For those just listening and not watching, he's standing up, taking his hat off. I don't know what he's doing.
No, I'm fixing to lay his hat down.
Lay it down.
I'm my little friend.
So I walked in with a felt hat.
Okay, so hey, look, JD.
I don't know what's.
Don't make me unbox that.
He also brought his pistol in for me to repair, so we've already got that out of the way.
And he said he might pistol whip me, so.
He's always wanted to pistol whip somebody.
The one that plays in Die Hard.
Bruce Willis.
My motto is always, you got to be prepared, son. Be prepared.
He's prepared.
Be prepared.
And behind him, he's got his oxygen machine, so he is prepared. Anything that may come his way.
Huffing and puffing coming in here, but now that I've sat down and relaxed, I'm all right.
Oh, well, that's good.
So I ain't going to break it out. Hey, you got to learn to get off of it every once in a while.
He's weaning himself off the oxygen.
Doctor's orders.
Dropping it down.
Yeah.
Those are just suggestions.
Oh, yeah, Lord. That's suggestions, boys.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, hey, I'm telling you, I realize 5 days inside is too much. I went so crazy that I shoveled my driveway.
Yeah, that was loony times.
That's what I did to get out of the house.
He was sick.
Yeah, I'm telling you I was. Yeah. I was. Well, the biggest thing is I was trying not to become a domestic abuse statistic because I think my woman was about to beat me. We done had way too much time inside together.
Hey,
way
that's the thing. Much. Look, the pandemic.
Yeah.
The divorce rate is sky high.
Guaranteed.
Because everybody's got to stay home, afraid to get sick. Hey, divorce rate went up like, oh, good grief. You know, like at that thing we got a commercial about we do. Getting your score up.
Oh, yeah. Score master.
Score master, yeah.
We're going to get to that one here in a little bit.
Score master, no, divorce rate is up like 50%.
That probably makes that score master go down if I had to guess.
Oh, well, that's true. That's probably so.
It's not good for the bank account.
Yeah. Because you got to have mama, to spend papa's money.
Yeah, well.
That's why papa had to get a brand new bag.
I'm just telling you, I'm not made the – The thing about the pandemic was when they first told us to stay at home, we could still go fishing. This thing, you couldn't go fishing.
You couldn't get out your driveway.
No, you just stuck there.
Unless you want to ice fish.
And who wants to do that?
Yeah. I tried it once.
That's dumb.
Yeah, that's off the bucket list.
Yeah.
Scratch that one.
We got a bunch of emails this week making fun of us because we won't ice fish. Yeah. And after just looking outside this week, I'm never going to.
No.
I'm not made for
I have tried it.
Yeah.
It was 20 below when we went.
And look,
and
people are driving pickups, with street tires out on this lake that's covered with 2-3 foot of snow.
Nope.
And then when they say, ain't going nowhere. I said, he's going to spend the night in it. And as long as he's got gas, he's all right.
He'll be all right.
But once that gas runs out, he's going to get cold.
I'll tell you what else we did while we were there. But since we were there, we went ahead and got on the sled and rode the sled with the dogs.
Dog sled.
Dogs.
Awesome. Dog sledded.
Awesome. Hey. That was probably the best part of the
trip. You were
trip.
A musher?
Oh, no, no, no. Back in them days when that's how they got around and when it was north to Alaska for the gold rush and all that.
You'd have never made it.
He's putting his hat back on.
My hat is off to them boys.
And now he's taking it off.
Because, hey, I ain't in their class. Trust me.
I'm not even in the class of people that live north of, like, Missouri. Can't do it.
I can tell you right now, after this experience, your boy is as far north as he's going. I ain't,
Hey, Jace is fixing to move.
Who is?
Jace.
Where's he
He's
headed?
Already moved, like, you know, he's in between West Monroe and Austin, Texas, because of his daughter going to school.
And both of them just got shut down, so are you telling me that stuff follows Jace?
Well, no, no, no. Oh. But Jace, I'm talking about, Jace is fixing to go north for one thing, greenheads.
No.
Okay, he's fixing to move north to kill some more ducks.
Is he?
Yeah, probably. Man. It wouldn't surprise me. He's doing so well in the stock market, he's going to have the money to do it. So, hey.
Well, I'm just glad he's found all his free time since he don't work here anymore. So, I'm glad he's found something to do.
Well, hey, he didn't work when he was here.
I know.
But they did come to their podcast here.
Yeah.
And left it a mess.
Tell them,
the Unashamed crew did roll in here and just crap all over our set pretty much. Yeah.
Just
well, what's
coffee?
The Unashamed crew doing in our set?
Because they got ashamed of living down there, so they come up here.
It was too icy.
Yeah,
they had to meet up.
Oh,
here
it, okay. When work, nothing was working down there. Okay.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
I see it. I see it.
Now. Al came by my house and got the key. Yeah. I went outside in my slippers and shorts and nearly died of freezing.
Yeah, we had to give Phil, Al, and Jace a key. We had to drop them a pin on where the office was because it's been so long since they've been here. They done forgot that. They didn't know how to get in, didn't know the security code, didn't know nothing.
Well, hey.
But the rest of us do.
Well, no, no.
Okay. I mean,
that's a Robertson thing.
Well, you know where it is. You know how to get here.
Well, hey, yeah, but you started saying keys and office. What is it, the combination to the little Phil would say? Hey, the Robertson ain't into that. Now, Jason's into it, you know, because of his stock market stuff.
You gotta, you gotta lock up all that money. Son.
So, Jason's moving north.
That's just my opinion.
I'm going south.
It won't look. It won't shock me when he comes up and says, "Yeah, hey, I'm going to you know Kansas or somewhere up there where, you know, they take a chainsaw to duck hunt."
Yeah,
I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Cancun.
The music and the women, boys.
Dance it out. So, look, you can tell Si's had a week off. But look,
he's rested up. Si's energy level is a little bit higher today, Martin.
I can tell.
He's like the score master in the divorce
room. My oxygen level is down.
Huh?
My oxygen level is down, and my energy level is up. What's with that?
You're recovering.
Oh.
So, look, while you're recovering, let's take a break to recover from what we've heard so far. We'll be right back. Yeah, I remember, you boys, you Robertson boys hate technology, but I love it, because while we're doing this podcast, I'm sitting here watching my buddies fish. So
No.
That's
I don't,
a good thing.
I don't have nothing against it.
He's for it.
You just don't want it.
I know, I'm for it.
It hates
except,
him. It hates
no, si. Except, if I touch that, it would probably destroy JD's phone. Okay, because it's something about me that technology does not like.
Trust me when I tell you, I've tried to help Si with all this stuff. You know,
it won't work.
It's not gonna work with
it.
It won't work.
Well, that's why you got to get you a guy. Oh wait, you got one.
He's got
that's
a guy.
Why I got my handler.
And he does use it, but he just uses it through me.
No.
That's a Robertson thing, too.
No, that's a Robertson thing, because Phil said, oh, I've never owned one. I've never done all that.
Martin, get Miss Kay on the phone. Tell him we're coming back. Get lunch ready.
Get Miss Kay and see what's for dinner.
Weather report.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Hey, check that one and see where that storm's at.
No. My favorite Philism is, oh, I don't need a watch. I just say it's a little in the morning. It's almost noon. It's after lunch.
Hey, it's after
and then the first thing every morning.
Yes, what time is it?
How much time we got to illegal? I don't need no watch. How much time we got
to
illegal?
That's right. Is it legal yet?
I thought you didn't need a watch there, you know. Right. I mean, but
as long as you got people with you with all this stuff, it's fine.
Yeah, he's a good manager.
That's how Willie is, too. Willie will text me pictures of things that he wants me to order off of Amazon for him. I'm like, you can see the button.
Yeah.
Just press that one.
Now.
Add to cart. No. Nope. Add to cart. Okay.
Screenshot it. Send it to me.
Son, you'll understand. When you get the kind of money that Willie's got, hey, you don't punch no buttons.
I don't.
Okay.
I don't,
you pay somebody else just to punch the button.
I'm just going to say I'm glad you're confident I'm going to have the kind of money Willie's got.
Oh, you know. Yeah.
Well, hey, look.
Mark that one down.
Hey. If you hang around someone long enough.
If you hang around you long enough.
Osmosis will kick in and you'll get part of it, okay?
Osmosis.
That's why I'm surrounding myself by that's you right. once a week and Willie
right.
does.
Right here, boys.
Let's go.
Go for it.
You got to recognize your cash cow, son. That's all it is to it.
Si, did you watch the Weather Channel at all last week?
No, because it's disheartening to watch it.
Disheartening.
You'd have got a pretty good chuckle from when they were standing in front of Academy doing a live one, and your nephew went down there and did donuts behind.
Was it? Do we know that guy?
No, I'm sure we do. What do we actually know who it was? Hey,
so on the Weather Channel.
JG?
Oh, I don't know who it was, but I guarantee you.
Someone was behind the camera.
Doing donuts.
And it was 100. You could see it from the front door. I'm like, hey, look, they're right in front of work. And all of a sudden, there's some redneck in the biggest truck you've ever seen just doing donuts behind the Weather Channel.
Yeah, that'd
guy.
Be JG.
And the cameraman was just moving, trying to get him out of the view. But every time.
He's never driven on ice before.
That truck knew right where to be, baby.
All I saw was the Finn Commander sticker on back.
Oh, hey.
Was there really one?
Hey, speaking of that, I can't wait till it gets warm enough for all that to crank back up.
What, fishing?
Oh, yeah.
You can go right now.
Yeah.
No, hey.
They got to be biting. They've been freezing to death for a week.
Yeah, but hey, look. No, that's a rule. What? I don't go to the lake and freeze my tail off just to catch a white perch.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah.
He's got
now,
stones
I will go out and burn up to do it.
Yeah. Well, I like them both. I'm ready to go fishing, that's for sure. Cool.
Me and you both.
Yeah, we're getting there.
I don't go fishing.
You go catching.
I go catching.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because Stone has got all this sonar equipment. It's a good thing he does, okay? Because all I do is get in the boat.
Cast here.
No. I get in the boat. Stone said, boom, 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 boom. He says, okay, this is the first one. He throws out the buoy, throws out the second buoy, and says, okay, right there between them two buoys, it's about a 2 foot square, hit it, and then give it a 10 count.
What?
And hey, as long as you hit that square and say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We're going to 10.
7, 8, 9, 10.
There it is.
And we continue. Bing, 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 bing. Hey. Oh, about a pound and a half.
Throw him in the boat.
That's what fishing
throw
is.
Throw him in the cooler, boys. Huh.
That's how Stone fishes.
Hey, oh, yeah. That's the only way we fish, son.
Oh, yeah. They're on them clear water black crappies.
Hey, if it's about 5 casts and ain't
moving on.
Next brush top.
Yeah.
And look, what's good about it? You're looking at big screen there, and we pulled up the one. He said, "You got to come look at this." I'm up front of the boat sitting down. And look, I wish it had been night. Because this looked like a giant Christmas tree, okay? And they didn't have colored lights. They only had white ones. And look, this giant tree, oh, they must have had 1,000 lights on it. You know, and Stone said, but they're little. They're all little bitty crappie.
The lights he's talking about is crappies sitting on the tree.
Oh, okay.
Ah,
y'all never seen a side image and sonar screen.
We do it the old-fashioned way.
It was literally 1,000 crappie in that tree. But, hey, they're all about this size. Mm. And I mean,
hand size.
I'm talking about, hey, you throw it in there and let it get to about 18. Boom. 18. Boom. But, hey, as fast as you can get it down to 18. Boom. Yeah, but it ain't no funny. Too
well, a lot of size fishing stories. I mean, I wouldn't believe them, but I have seen a lot of them, and now I believe a lot of them,
look,
a lot more of them.
Finn Commander is filming this, okay? So every time we raise that lid on that cooler when we fixing to leave,
there's somebody in the background doing donuts and.
Well, they have people doing backflips and everything else. It's a circus because when they look in there and see that level four with them black crappie.
Black crappie.
Yeah. And then the next best thing is, tell me, when we going to have the fish fry.
Yeah.
Fish fry.
For those of y'all listening, they on that Caney Lake bag. Y'all leave Darbone alone. That's where I stay.
Oh, hey, you can have Darbone. That's a gar hole anyway.
Oh, it ain't no gar hole.
No, hey, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I mean, it is a gar hole. Don't go up there.
Ain't we fished Darbon when we was in college.
Yeah, ain't no fish left in it. Y'all caught them all.
So, hey, what about
in between my majors and minors, I did make it to the lake and fish.
What was your major? Hold on. Whoa,
partying was the major. Okay. Women was the minor.
Boom.
And both of them go together.
Call me later.
Call me later.
Did you pass either one of them?
Huh? Oh, I made A in both of them.
Dean's list.
Did I get a degree?
So that means you passed partying. There you go. Hey. I get it. I see the correlation.
No, Mom said she was paying for it. And she said, Mom, you wasted your money. She said, well, make it a good one. Well, I did.
How many years did you go to college?
One semester.
Oh, so
that was all I could take.
Half a year. College was the best 12 years of his life.
Hey, no, JD.
No, that was second grade.
It didn't take me 8 years to get a master's degree to figure out that the little man is always going to be the little man. Okay, society is set up to keep you where you're at. Okay.
Oh, boy.
And look
it's
at you.
It's only going to be a few big dogs, okay?
And you're one of them.
Yeah.
It only took you 68 years to maximize potential.
No, look,
finally made it.
Hey, might be the mayor, but you're still the mayor.
Oh, no, guess what?
Lord.
Creator is responsible for all of this, okay? I had nothing to do with it. I'm just along for the ride, and folks, it has been a great one.
Oh, we ain't done yet.
And I still got a few years left.
I'm talking about. Yeah, heck yeah, you do.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
What school did you go to?
Hardknocks.com.
That's it.
That's not true.
Yeah. JD, you should have knew that was coming. I didn't even have to say it.
Oh, we need to
beat me to it. The school of Hard Knocks, boys.
Did you ever actually sign up for a class and attend it?
I made a few.
You made
Where? Huh? At Tech.
At Louisiana Tech.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, I didn't know it. They got them, what do they call?
Classes?
Yeah. Oh. No.
Teachers.
No.
Textbooks?
No. No. The classroom is the professors down at the bottom. Amphitheater classroom.
Oh. You can nap in the back of those. I'm surprised you didn't like going there.
Oh, look. Hey, I didn't have to nap. Okay.
You didn't nap back then. We're learning a lot today.
Oh no. Oh, look, man. Teachers are needed, and most of them, are really great. Look, I wouldn't be where I was at. I had great teachers all the way up. But some of them, especially if they were specialized teachers, like a professor that's got MD behind his, or PH behind.
PhD.
Not a medical doctor. PH. If they've got that behind there, you got to watch them, okay? Because we had one. Now, you could ask him, give him any date in history, and he could tell you everything about it. But no common sense because, he was on the first floor for 10 years, okay? They moved him to a two-story building. Well, he was used to the campuses getting bigger, okay? And he was used to sliding out the window on the first floor, okay, to go to the next class, not to get in the stampede in the hallways. Well, guess what? They moved him up the second story. The bell rung. He slid out the second story window and broke both legs.
I refuse to believe any of that story.
I'm telling you.
Where was that?
Is that why you were at Tech?
Louisiana Tech?
Tech?
Johnny D, check it out. We're going to fact-check that while we take a break.
He probably will not find it.
I want to vote on it, too, believe it or not.
They're checking me with technology, all right, and then they're going to vote on it.
What year was this, 1920?
I think it was in 67 when I went to
So, Johnny D, we're back from break. Did a professor fall out of window at Louisiana Tech?
No, he ain't got no recollection of it.
Not enough data.
Not enough data, boys.
Google does not have anything.
Google does not have it.
Okay, so therefore.
Especially since there was no names and no professional, what he taught, nothing like that.
I just figure if a professor fell out of window, it'd make the news.
In 1961.
Voluntarily or involuntarily. I just figured it'd make it.
And broke. Both of us.
Both legs.
I feel like you could jump out a second story window and not break both legs. Ooh,
that's a long fall if you hit concrete.
Stories. Yeah, that's
two
tough.
Two stories.
That's
now,
high.
He may have fell in a flower bed or something. I don't know. But, you know.
Clearly not. He broke both legs.
So I can't tell you because he wasn't there.
No.
So.
Or it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Another one of my experiences at Louisiana Tech.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, and I think he taught English.
Okay, I'm interested.
Look, the rule was if you was there 15 minutes, okay, and the professor did not show up, you can leave.
Yeah. See, okay. I don't think that was ever a rule, per se. I think that's just
Well, we may have made it up.
That's what I'm talking about.
The students may have made it up, but anyway.
Kind of like the one that
So, hey, we're all in the classroom, in this little bitty small classroom. There's like 60 people piling this little thing. We're from shoulder to shoulder. His desk is up front, and there's a big trash can behind it, y'all. So they start counting it down. Hey, we're down to it, boys. The time is playing out. I even got it, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Well, you hear a little paper rattling. And, hey, when they got to 1, he jumps up out of the giant trash can and said, you thought you wasn't going to make it safe class today, did you? He said, turn the page so-and-so. Young God.
They pulled him out, and he had two broke legs.
Oh, no. No.
That's how they fit him in the trash can.
That was your class?
There he was.
There he was.
Oh, Lord.
You were in that
mercy.
Class?
I was there that day.
Oh, my
You went goodness. To class three times and had some pretty – yeah. got jumps out of a window, oh, got no. jumps out of a trash can. If you went to school the same day as Cy did, people were jumping out of stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's
– There you go. There you go, boys.
Hey.
Hmm, interesting.
College 101.
Yeah, he never got to 102.
That's right, hey.
Oh,
we never
goodness.
Did make it to 10, okay? It was 1.
Just went a couple of days. Jace only went what? He took bowling, and that was about it.
I thought that was Willie that took bowling.
No, Willie graduated.
That's the thing that gets me about education. When you get up there to get close to the get your degree, they have what they call electives, I think.
Oh, yeah, you got
to
have electives.
Yo, and here's some of the electives that you got to do. And look, this is for higher education. Ballroom dancing.
Boom, boom, boom.
Basket weaving.
I never got those options.
I did take volleyball. I took a class called volleyball and pickleball.
Did you really?
Mm-hmm.
I took tennis classes.
Really?
I didn't get it.
At Abilene Christian University.
I didn't get none of them. Maybe my electives were Latin. And
I was fixing to say, maybe physics. I need to look up and see what the definition of electives are.
Apparently, Martin is an educated man.
He is an educated man.
Now I really hate
Martin's
him.
Got
He's a biologist.
I went to college way longer than Martin, but Martin's got a way higher degree than me.
Hey, it is what it is. JD,
how do you pull that off?
Who, me or him?
Yeah. How did you pull off? You went a shorter time and got a higher degree than JD, and he went this long time and ain't got doodly squat.
Well, I didn't mess around when I got there.
Plus, he's related to you and the Robertson crew.
No, I'm not.
JD?
I am not related.
JD or Mark?
Uh-huh.
But, JD. I went 6 years to get a 4-year degree. It just took me.
That happens.
I bounced around.
You wasn't in no big rush, did you?
Not at all. Because I was going to go to nursing school.
Uh-oh.
Filled out that application.
Now, you probably should have done better by going to nursing and getting a degree.
Well, I did get a degree, just not in nursing.
You're saying he should have been a nurse?
Well, hey, Burley's a nurse.
I know.
That's a good one.
Nurse Burley.
That scares me
to
death.
No. Here you are.
Nurse Burley.
You just had surgery, and you're coming out from under the anesthetic. What do you look? You look at – here's JD's face in front of you.
That's what I'm saying.
Come on. Time for your bath.
Yeah. No, I'm out on that.
Yeah, no, there was a day. I had the application filled out. I made the highest score of all the guys, which was only 3 of us, to get on the entrance
out of
exam.
3. That ain't bad.
Ain't bad.
Hey, as Meatloaf said, hey, 1 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, he said 2 out of 3.
I know.
But JD, 1 out of 3.
But that's how many he beat. So he beat 2 out of 3. That ain't bad.
I filled it out. I said, what am I doing? And now I'm sitting next to you all these years later.
I know. But hey, you would probably have been better off being a nurse. You'd pick big money in nursing.
Right. That's the rumor.
If you can put up with it, since I got a good friend that's a nurse, and he's always talking about what he's got to go through.
Oh, that, si, you're not real good with nurses and doctors and medical people.
Oh, me
people.
And nurses and doctors do not get along.
See, that's the reason I didn't want to be a nurse.
Yeah.
There was a class designed to scare people like me.
And he finally showed up? Si
no,
showed
he
up.
Didn't show up, but people, they were like, hey, sometimes you get old, ornery men who lie to you about their medicine. And I was like, I don't think I want to do this.
Yeah. You had one job.
You gotta understand it. I didn't realize I was that bad off as I was. Okay.
Oh, you go
until I got in here and everybody that's here was talking about, you big liar. We asked you and you just lied flat. The only person you didn't lie to when we was around was your wife. I said, well, the reason I haven't lied to her, she's liable to whoop me if I lie to her.
That story checks out.
You gotta, hey. You got to know which side your bread's buttered on, boys.
I did check into this story a little bit further. Uh-oh. And come to find out, all of Si's days were running together. So he didn't know one day from the next when he was going through all that. And he was like, I thought I just took my medicine.
That's
you know?
A good point. Because you were sleeping, what, 19, 20 yeah. hours a day?
Well, hey, you got to understand.
Yeah, but
when,
that's
hey,
just a casual
somebody's
Tuesday.
Always saying, hey, did you take your meds?
The easiest answer is yes.
Yeah. That makes sense, though. Yeah. He had no clue what day it was.
The honest truth is, I can't remember. There's too many people got in my face. You take him rest?
Liar.
Yeah.
Liar.
Nope. Just, he's not. All right, so here we are. He is not a liar.
Nope.
He just really sleepy and really confused.
Oh you got to understand.
And 95% truthful, still. Which we already knew that.
No. Hey. I guess it hits everybody differently, but I'm telling you, when you think about it, a microscopic, whatever you want to call it, okay,
virus,
bug,
call him a virus,
bug.
I think that's what they're
calling. Yeah, a bug bites me, and it immediately, okay,
this one didn't even have to bite you.
Mm-mm. Oh, hey, he entered my body when he did the little hole he entered. Okay, hey, all my energy said,
gone.
And was gone.
I love it.
That right there is scary as it is.
I don't love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then, you know, like Stone was coming up every day and saying, hey, old man, get out of bed. You got to do this. You got to move. Got to move. Yeah. What he didn't realize was, Stone, I'm scared to get out of bed because I don't know if I can stay upright. Yeah, but we back on the fire, so we already.
Oh yeah, no, yeah, we done.
We've covered.
We done trod that trail, yeah, son. Hey. We'll get off of him. Look, I want to. You ready for fishing? Give me what is your best fishing story? I need to know Si Robertson's best fishing story.
Buckle up, because I'm sure this is gonna.
No.
Well, it ain't got to be when you caught the most. I want to know a Si fishing story.
The best one was, and I didn't even get to see what it was.
Okay. Now this is a fishing story. I like it.
We're down there with Josh, okay? We in a big boat, you know, and I don't know what side it was. But anyway, he's got a big motor. We're about an hour trip, and we're fishing right against the Mexican shore. Okay, we done went to Mexico.
He gone.
You know, and I'm throwing a little spinnerbait, okay? And first four or five casts, nothing like that, and boom. Out there about 60 yards, about a 40-pound redfish is doing this.
Flying?
On his side.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he does it, the hook straightens out. You know,
gone.
Give me another bait.
Who's fishing with you? It's you and Josh Galt.
Stone and...
Jace?
W.E.
Yeah, Jace is there. Yeah, Jace is there. I don't remember who else. But anyway, he tied me on another bait, throw it there again, and it's the same kind of deal. You know, reeling in, poop, poop. Oh, missed him. Poop, poop. And then it was. Well, hey, 1 hour and 15 minutes later, I'm still cranking on this baby.
Mm.
Okay, and it's been an hour and a half. Okay, well, I'm minded. I see him, you know, just he's fixing to come out where I can actually get a look at him.
You see color.
And then it was. About 150 yard runoff on that reel. And I said, hey, somebody take over. He done whooped me. You know, so Jay said, well, hey, we done fought him for 15 minutes. He's fixed to come to the top of the water. So Jay, I mean, he's pretty bowled up.
This is in his boxing days.
Oh, no.
No, hey. Jace. No, he's saying Jace. Yes.
This was yeah. in his wood chopping yeah. days. This
one, oh, no, no. Hey,
okay,
look.
Okay.
Vladimir.
He grabbed it. Hey, he grabbed it, and all he's doing is
he's for those listening. Hey. He is reeling back and forth.
Oh yeah,
he's reeling, pumping up and back and forth.
He's pulling him up, and reeling slack. Pulling him up, and reeling slack. About that time, he just pow. Yeah, we never got to see him. And they asked me, I said, "What was he?" I said, "Well, I hung one that weighed about 40 pounds." I said, "The second one, he's anywhere between 150 and 200, and it's redfish
in the marsh."
No, we out there on Mexican shore.
I know that, but, I mean, y'all shallow water fishing.
Yeah.
Fish but, hey, couldn't have been that big.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, it was redfish because he bit the same way.
Redfish, hey, 150-pound. Oh, man, hey, come on.
And look.
Come on.
That's what's going to the grave with me, boys.
Oh, Lord.
150, between 150 and 200 redfish.
Oh, well.
I thought Si was going to tell the story about when he was he set out a trot line, him and some friends. And Si kept hearing something. He said, "Oh, that sound like an op right there, boys. Oh, I hear something else." They said, "Si, we hear some splashing. Oh, that's a catfish on that one for sure."
All right,
no,
boys.
That's a gar. Si is sound fishing.
No. You got to understand something. Okay, we're at Fort Bragg. You know, it's Friday, and a buddy of mine.
Thought you were in Mexico.
No, we done changed.
It's a different story.
We're trot line fishing right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, a guy had went fishing the day during lunch. You know, he showed him a picture. And it's a high-fin channel catfish. Weighed about 5 pounds. I said, "You done that during lunch?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Where?" He said, "Right down there on the creek. You know, about 15 minutes from here." I said, "What are you doing for lunch today?" He said, "Nothing." I said, "Well, you know, we're going to run out there. I want to look at this place." You know, so we run out there, and hey, it's a beautiful thing. This is can't even remember the name of it now, but anyway, it's in North Carolina, Fort Bragg. So anyway, we come back after lunch, and I said, "Well, boys," I said, "here's what I'm going to do tonight." And they said, "What?" I said, "I'm going to go to Walmart and buy me some nylon fishing string, some hooks, a bunch of stuff. You know, I'm going to rig up some throw line. Yeah, and I said, "Probably next weekend, I'm gonna go down there and set trot lines out on that little creek." You know, so hey, I go in and I get in there, you know, so the next Friday they're talking about, "We're going fishing?" I said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "You go get shiners, you go get this, you go pick up a boat," you know, boat and motor. You know, so we head out. Well, we fool around and get there too late after buying all the hot dogs and everything they were going on, you know. And we finally get the boat in the water, and it's getting dark. So there's a big tree that fell in, green limbs, all over, you know, leaves. So I said, "Paddle me right up there, that thing." I said, "I'm just going to tie this trot line here and go across and run it up the shallow bank and then go across again." You know, so they did, and I grabbed the boat paddle and hit them green limbs, make sure it wasn't no big Congo in them, you know. They said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm making sure it ain't no big snake laying up there in them leaves." You know, and they said, "Oh, good thing, good thought, you know." So I tie it on, they back me out, you know. I go across, put weights on it, you know, go across, and in the shallow water, I run it about 2 foot deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Run it across, run out with that, and I said, "All right, hand me another trot line." Tied them together. I said, "All right, now paddle them across the other way, deep water, okay?" I said, "All right, let's go back and bait them." So we'll go back and put the shiners on them out like that, you know. It's slam dark, you know, by now. So we get up there and build a fire, and we're roasting marshmallows and having a good time laughing and all that. And about that time I hear slash, slash, slash in the shallow water. And I said, "We already got one gar, boys."
You know, number one.
No, yeah. And they're looking at me and saying, "Have you lost your mind?" I said, "Hey, I'm telling you, it's a gar."
Hook number, you know, one,
yeah,
gar.
Yeah, you know. So next thing you all hear, I hear kaplunk. And I said, "Hmm." I said, "That in there, I never heard that before." I said, "I don't know what that is." I said, "We got one unidentified object on the line and one gar." About that time, I tell them, "Poosh." I said, "Catfish." You know, then behind that was poosh. I said, "Two catfish."
You know,
a little bit further, okay? Yeah. Slash, slash, slash. I said, "Okay, we got two gar unidentified, two catfish." About that time, plunk, plunk. I said, two more catfish. And they said, well, let's go run it, man. I said, hey, when it ain't been fishing 45 minutes. I said, no, man, we got to let it go about, you know, it was like 9 o'clock. I said, we're going to let it go to, you know, 12 o'clock anyway. They kept, oh, man, let's go run it. We got four catfish on it, five. I said, okay. So we get in the boat. I get over there, and ain't nothing on the deep side, you know. I get up there, and I tied it on to a willow tree, you know. And I said, I just took that shine, that willow limb would go under there once in a while. And I said, yeah, okay. Shine down, started shining down the shallow side. I said, okay, there's two catfish, a gar, two more catfish. Oh, that's what there was. Hey, there was an eel. Green. Okay.
Oh. He didn't hear the sound of the eel.
Hey, he's 7 foot long. That big
one. Oh, Lord.
No. Hey. Yo, hey. You also, they said, how did you know? I said, I told you, I didn't know what that was. And I said, hey, that thing was slimy. Oh. I said, hey, one of you boys, yo, I said, like pick that. Him up and lay his head on the side of the boat and then crush his head with a paddle.
Boom.
And then unhook that thing. I'm going to use them, cut, you know, y'all going to cut up that and put it on as bait. So they did. Yeah.
A seven-foot-long freshwater eel in the hills of North Carolina.
No, look. So we had like five catfish, okay, that all we kept. You know, baited back up, went. I said, hey, I'm scared to even think what's going to happen in the morning. That's what you tell me. I said, hey, the morning's always the best. That's when they really run, you know, in the early hours. That's when they feed. Okay. You know, so look, I want to start up on this end this time and all the hooks are bare. You know, look down the shallow water, I can see all the hooks are bare. But I'm looking down at that willow tree, and every once in a while, I see it goes underwater a little bit. And I said, I don't know if that's the current pulling the weight. I said, but that looked like, I said, you know what make this trip the best, boys? And that's what? I said, to have about a 30-pound op on that line right up there. And I said, oh, there it went again. I said, no, that wasn't the current, boys. I paddled me up there. You know, so I asked him, I said, where's the net? You know, and I said, we forgot it. I said, what about them oil field gloves that had
the rubber on them?
Tar on them, you know, where you could grip stuff. And they said, we forgot them too. I said, God, you idiots. I said, now I'm going to have to bare hand this sucker. You know, and sure enough, you know, I'm bringing the line up like that. And they look, it's just on that flat head part. It's just hooked, went under the skin, and come up. So if he runs, hey, he's coming loose. And I said, oh, God, I let it go. And I said, what are you doing? I said, I got one chance. I said, I've got to bring him up quick, grab him on the lip, and then he's going to eat me up when I do it. I said, but I'll have a chance to boat him. So, look, I bring him up. He comes up, got him back. I said, go, grab him. Yes. He, just as soon as I grab him, he just, chomp. Get him in the boat, okay? He falls off, and I am running, just blood. I'm dripping I look like a pig. Somebody slices his throat. There's blood going everywhere. And they said, yeah, are you okay? And I said, not really. And this creek is
not
cold.
Really.
Yeah, this creek is cold. And I just, yeah. I'm sticking that cold water. He's I said, they said, we can't believe you did that. He's still flopping on the floor. I said, oh, to beat the crap out of all of you. I said, look what he did to my hand. He just skinned all four fingers, both sides.
Now, that's I can believe that fishing story. Hey, we'll get back into more of them fishing stories right after this.
I kind of hate to do this, by the way.
What's that?
I fact-checked all size fishing stories.
Which one?
The 150-pound redfish.
That's out. No.
Hey.
No, that's out.
Hey.
He had him about a 40-pound Jack
Crevalle.
You wasn't there.
I wasn't there.
No, you wasn't there because I watched Stone catch a 350-pound giant grouper.
You were on that fishing trip with us, wasn't you?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, yeah.
But he was at, I know Si done got him about a 50-pound Jack Crevalle.
Nope.
That said, done with this.
Nope. I done caught one of them, drums.
Yeah, yep. I know. Yep. No,
38. But, he was 38.
But you ain't ever caught Jack Crevalle.
Hey,
so.
I just sucked him up and put him in the boat.
You was fishing with light redfish tackle, and that Jack Crevalle said, watch this.
No, that Jack Crevalle.
Well, the 150-pound redfish.
That sounds like a singer, Jack Travol, boys. I got me a Jack Travol.
Craval, but we'll go with
the 150-pound redfish, that would have been a world record by 56 pounds.
Yeah.
Hey.
So he's out.
I told him that when I hooked into him. I said, hey, we just lost the world record redfish. And, hey, Josh will back me up on that, baby.
And he almost doubled it.
Hey. Double it.
Hey.
And then eels don't get 7 foot long.
Not freshwater ones.
Not right. That's like the right. World record. Even
moray eel.
That was what he is right there. That one.
In North Carolina.
He was 7 foot long.
Did you see that the words above it say European?
Yeah.
That was a real. That was a
though.
Special no. Eel.
Hey, he ain't green. He looks the same.
Yeah.
Hey, no. This thing. I'm telling you. Look.
We're on Wikipedia, everybody.
Hey, he was that big around.
He done. Si done got.
He ain't giving up, Martin.
Hey. 5 or 6
hey,
foot long.
Look, Google Amphiuma. See if that looks familiar to
Sam. Amphiuma, I can't even
say. Amphiuma.
Oh, see, that's the biologist talking. Yeah. Nope. He's black.
Wasn't him, he says.
Wasn't him. This one was solid green. Like, hey.
A Grinnell?
No, no. The 69 Charger, Dodge Charger. That pukey green color
puke
they come out
green.
With.
Oh, yeah. How did I not make that correlation?
No, no.
Golly. I mean, how did I miss that?
No, no.
You were born in 83?
Dude, what? 85.
Hey. Look. And look, hey. This is a good one. Hey. Look, we're going to work in, yeah.
Oh,
not above us.
Not below us?
Bastrop.
No, not Bastrop.
Farmerville. Crossing. Arkansas,
El Dorado,
Canada.
In between Farmerville and Arkansas line. What's that little town?
Junction City, Bernice.
I can't remember. But anyway, we
Spearsville.
They had a.
There's only so many.
They
towns.
Had a look. They had a particle wood board factory there.
Okay,
a particle.
Okay, I worked there for a while. Look, this guy's got a Dodge Charger, puke green. Okay, this other guy has got a brand new Oldsmobile 88.
Okay.
They're racing, okay, down the highway on about a 5-10 mile straight stretch. I'm behind them. I'm running 90.
What are you driving?
I'm driving a Daddy's Plymouth and hoping it ain't going to blow up. But anyway, look, the guy in the Dodge Charger, done. Look, this thing has got stainless steel pipes, solid, through the hood with big locks on both sides. And look, he'll race anybody. The only thing you do, you don't get to look on the hood.
What are they racing for?
For
like
car,
money?
For pink slips.
Titles.
Yeah, pink slips. Yeah. This guy was always driving up in like a Porsche and telling me, you want to buy a Porsche cheap? Yeah, whatever. But anyway, these guys, I'm behind them. Okay, the guy in the green Charger goes like this to the guy in the 88, bye-bye. And he stomped it, and I hear, now they're running at least 100.
He's going,
come on, man.
No. Look.
He didn't bark
90
the tires
miles an hour.
No. They're running 100 miles
come
an
on.
Hour.
Johnny.
Look.
No.
Fact check,
no, no,
please.
Can't
hey,
fact check
bing,
these
bing,
things.
When
has something
happened,
that's never happened to happen
I follow
before.
Them, and I pull up in the parking lot and all that, and I said, you tore something up, did you? And he said, what are you talking about? I said, I heard the screech. I said, You tore something up. And he said, no, that was burning rubber.
At a hundo.
Yeah. And I said, hey, you don't burn rubber at 100 miles an hour. He said, I beg your pardon. He said, you don't understand. Remember when I was out without this car for 6 months? I said, yeah. He said, whatever you can do to an automobile has been done to this one.
And he barked his tires at a hundo.
Hey, look, I'm going back home.
Yeah, you need to.
No. Look, hey, when I get to where this happened, I'm driving slow, okay? I pull over, cut the engine, walk out in the middle of this highway, and look, there are 2 strips about 2 foot long. Hey, he spun the tires doing 100. Okay, hey, I don't care if you believe it or not, I actually looked at and seen it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Are we sure he was going 100?
Hey, I was running 90 and I was losing ground.
In an Oldsmobile?
In a Plymouth.
Oh, a Plymouth.
Yeah.
Was it Marion, Louisiana? No.
God, I don't know.
We'll never
Clear Creek, Brainstwater, something like that up there?
I've never even heard of those places.
That's because they don't exist. Just
well,
like
no, no, I can't remember
the
name of it. Hey, actually, they got a particle board plant up there. Yeah. Okay.
Linville?
But hold on, time out. You worked at the particle board plant?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all making a lot of sense now. Didn't have no regulations on that glue they used back then.
Oh, no.
Hey, it did.
It stink like high heaven around there. Oh, yeah.
Had you just got off work?
Huh?
Had you
no,
just...
we was going to work.
Oh, okay.
We was going to work. But
I didn't
know
if the fumes got you yet or not.
Doing a hundo.
Oh, it may. Spinning out at a hundo.
Well, let's take one more break, and we'll come back with the last little bit of this.
No wonder he jumped that monster truck. Really?
All right, Sean, what we got from the fans this week?
What we got from the fans? We got a couple of the hello at Duck Call Room. We've got three since this started. I haven't got to read them. Hello at duckcallroom.com.
Perfect.
We got a question from somebody, and I clicked the wrong one. Oh, there it is, from Casey Beard.
Oh,
what
Casey.
An appropriate last name. Hey. Casey said, hey, Martin, first off, I'd like to say I love your podcast. So
thanks,
welcome
Casey.
To Martin's podcast.
Appreciate
everybody.
That, Casey.
Thank you very much.
I like to know that you can recognize greatness when you hear it.
And secondly, why is Uncle Si's beard shorter on one side?
Oh, I do know the answer to this.
Oh, I know it.
Answer it.
I know it for 500.
Because if you look at him, he's right-handed. So that shotgun gets caught up in that beard every time he goes to shoot. So if not only is it shorter on that side, you'll notice it's darker too. That is from the gunpowder residue that blows back to his beard after shooting. So there you go. He's got a two-tone. It's fantastic.
The man's a shotgunner.
He's lied to you. I thought he was going to tell you the truth. He didn't. The reason my beard is like this is I'm a half a bubble off.
Well, we all knew that.
That story checks out. Why didn't you know that, Martin?
He's being kind, saying he's a half bubble.
That boy, hey.
But
I thought it was because every time you run away from the microphone, it pulls out on that one side because you always end up on this side of the table, and I throw my microphone
out. No, it's because old age is slipping in, boys. Everything is going south, and like all your hair is falling off and all that.
Hey.
There's no such thing as golden 60s.
Somebody lied about that.
Oh, yeah. They lied.
Well, you're not in your 60s.
Yeah, you left.
I'm already past that, boys. I'm heading toward the great 80s.
Yeah, no, you in them you up in them silver 70s right now. So.
Silver.
That's right. And I'm looking for the gold 80s.
I hope we're still doing this podcast when you're 80. It'll be my favorite thing ever.
Oh, we will. We'll have to wheel him on in here.
Wheel him on in here, boy.
I'll be the first to volunteer for that. Next question comes from Kyle. My friend Kyle.
He came up.
Martin, you said, I think it was last week, you would ask the good Lord, why did he make mosquitoes and chiggers and other annoying animals?
Mm-hmm. Oh, he may have the answer.
He does have the answer.
Kyle's got the answer.
Kyle All right. may have the answer.
This ought to be good.
What do you think? The reason those exist is because they're a byproduct of sin entering the world.
Thorns, thistles,
well,
mosquitoes.
I can't argue with him there. He covered his base well.
He covered his base. It's hard to argue with sin entering the world causing mosquitoes.
Yeah.
I just thought they were bird food.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they could be.
Because we wouldn't have birds without mosquitoes.
Because Martin's, they...
He talked about the birds, not me.
Hey,
I don't eat skeeters.
Hey, did you ever wonder why a Martin, he's a little old bitty bird, but he's got the mouth the size of that Bible?
Yeah, just like a whippoorwill.
Same thing.
Martin the bird.
They're both, they go through the air of that
shovel
mouth
open.
Hey, here it comes, boys.
You reckon one of them's ever got him a red wasp, but dough popped him on the inside of that mouth?
Probably.
A purple tail wasp.
I bet it, you know, he was.
Oh, shouldn't have ate him.
Yeah, that's a rough one, boy.
TSO chicken spicy, son. Golly.
All right, our next.
Hey, look, you want me to tell you, I just thought about it.
I'd love for you to tell me.
Oh, no. Here's spicy, brought it up. Here's why I survived the virus. Mr. and Mrs. T's
spicy
tomato juice.
Hold on. That's what the next email's about.
Hey, I'm telling you.
Here we go.
That's the greatest stuff is.
So, this week, Lucy...
Ron and Lucy from the far north woods of Wisconsin near Lake Superior.
Wisconsin.
I'm so sorry for however cold it is there. I'm never even going to be able to look in that direction again because of how cold you must be. But they emailed in and said, on the advice of Uncle Side, we tried Mr. T's Bloody Mary mix without the alcohol, and it's excellent. So, Mr. T's, if you're listening, please send Cy Robertson a check to 117 Kings Lane, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71292.
No.
Because this is your greatest spokesman.
No, don't send a check.
Hashtag will work for juice.
Hey, hashtag send cases of juice.
Yeah.
And he's out. Go. He's out, by the way.
Look, I was within draw. Hey, that 5 days with the cold weather.
Uh-huh.
Couldn't get out, and I run out.
Yeah.
So I was in bad shape.
I run out of a lot of things for Bloody Marys, too, during that time.
All right. Just
from boredom.
Oh, that's worst if you run out of Mr. and Mrs. T.
Mr. Is it Mrs. or just Mr.?
Just Mr. He added that.
No, it ain't. It's Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. T's.
Hey. We got a hondo.
Uh-oh.
I got a hondo that,
fact checker. We
that's
need a
on
fact
it.
Check. We
fact
need a
no,
picture.
No, I'm fact checking. Mr. T's.
Mr. Pull and that, Mrs.
Pull that label up.
I'm doing it. Put the $100 out.
Uh-oh. There it is, boys.
There it is. Mr. and Mrs. T's.
Whoa!
Bloody Mary
Martin.
Made hondo. From scratch taste.
Phillip's going to have to get you later. He's a little short. But he got $7 if you
give
want.
Give him the $7.
You want the
$7? Right.
You want the $7?
Ladies and gentlemen, the first $100 to not be exchanged on the duck call room.
There's your $7.
I'll sign it and skip it over.
No, I don't sign that.
I'll bring it to the poker game.
Mrs. T's.
It'll be there when
baby.
How did Cy get something right? That's what happens when I don't believe him.
That's what happens when you... The disclaimer, boys.
Oh,
that's that 95% again.
95%. You got to watch that 5%. It'll get you in trouble.
And now I'm thinking the professor broke both legs when he fell out the window.
Well, the problem is, Phil, you're still 93% short of your bet. So that's a bad deal.
We'll call it even.
I ain't worried about it.
We're still back on that boat. All right, which one of y'all sending us out of here with a Bible?
Hey, I got to put my Cool Hand Luke glasses on that one, boy.
Oh, Lord.
We're getting off track. Si, you got a Bible verse? You want me to take it?
Hit it, JD.
Hit it. Isaiah 41:10, one of my mama's favorite verses from back in the day. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Hey, so even if you're snowed in, even if it's 2020, even if pipes are busting all over the place, do not be afraid, for better days are headed our way.
Is Grandma still alive?
She is not. Ooh. It's all right. I'm going to see her again one
that's
day.
That's it.
Amen.
But Grandma was right. That's a good one.
Then we'll see y'all again next week right here on the Duck Call Room. We're out.
Everybody be safe and warm.
And warm.
He looks a little bit like Phil with them glasses on.